Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag healthy you, wealthy you.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Healthy You, Healthy You show. I'm laughing because I'm watching you, Faggy. Okay, we have to share with our listeners while we're laughing. Today we are going to have a fascinating discussion. This is in our quest to us to understand that our health is not only physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's mental. And there are many modalities of somatic healing that we can go through. And today we are going to discuss a very interesting one called EFT. And no, it has nothing to do with the ATM. But what it has to do is that you have to sit and listen to the radio to understand what EFT stands for. And part of EFT, there is a whole tapping procedure. And I'm looking at Faggy and she's tapping away. I don't know what you're so nervous about, Faggy.
I'm actually thinking that you're talking about depositing stuff in an ATM, but actually it's like us depositing health into our bodies and getting rid of the trauma. You know what I found so interesting, exactly, though, Adel, is that through our journeys, there are so many people along the way that have said that they haven't been able to fully heal their patients until the patient has gotten rid of their trauma. And it really is fascinating how many modalities there are out there. And I'm very excited to hear from Hillary today about the EFT.
Exactly. We've got a beautiful lady called Hillary Kushner on the line. She's a devoted mother, a wife. She's a wife of one, a mother of seven, and founder of Energized Living. Hillary is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. She has family ties in Israel. And she is a certified advanced EFT practitioner and educator for over 20 years. Hillary specializes in transformative sessions tailored to address the person's individual needs. And as a student of personal growth, Hillary has seen remarkable results from utilizing EFT to release anxiety, overwhelm, phobias, fear, limiting beliefs, and more, fostering a sense of calm and peace in her clients' lives as well as her own. So we are going to hear how passionate Hillary is about tapping. And without further ado, good morning and thank you for joining us on the Healthy You, Wealthy You show.
Good morning, Adel and Faggy. It's such an honor to be with you on this amazing show. Like, I love your shows. They're incredible. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're honored. Okay, so for those that don't know what EFT is, other than that that's how you get money out of an ATM, let's have a definition about it first, just to put everybody at ease, and then we'll take it from there.
Fantastic, Faggy. So first of all, as you said, it does not stand for electronic fund transfer. It stands for emotional freedom technique. It's most commonly known as tapping. And why that is because you're actually tapping on specific meridian points. It's kind of like the acupuncture points in Chinese acupuncture. They're primarily on the face and the head. That's the one that the ones that we use, and it's in a particular sequence. So while you're doing that, you're also verbally and mentally focusing on the physical pain or the challenging emotion, for example, fear, worry, bad memory, you know, that comes up. And this technique releases the disruptions in your energy flow, and that calms your nervous system, which restores balance to your body, and that allows you to feel relaxed and empowered. Tapping is actually probably one of the most powerful healing techniques in the world today because it's so easy to do, and it's easy accessible to anybody that is interested in doing that and healing.
I was telling Faggy, I came across EFT maybe 10, 15 years ago, and I'm going to ask you, like, let's just talk about, you know, its origins. But I was practicing EFT on myself. And one night I woke up, I had a terrible pain in my back. And I figured, okay, I don't know what emotional trauma I've got. I sat there and I tapped and I tapped. I think I tapped for about 3 hours trying to get rid of it, and it was just getting worse. Eventually I said to my husband, I need to go to the emergency room. Long and short, I had a kidney stone. So I just want to tell people out there, it's not going to take
you can't tap a kidney stone out of your body.
But it's definitely,
definitely not. It might prevent the kidney stone, but it It won't take it out for sure.
Though I've got to say, the kidney stone passed very quickly once I got to hospital. I've got to think, I don't know if the EFT shoved the meridians, shoved it along its merry way or what. But 5 o'clock in the morning, I had relief. But I actually laugh at myself now. Me sitting there going and saying, you know, I visualize this, I see this, I'm tapping this, and the kidney stone was killing me. Needless
to say, Hilary, aside from Adel not benefiting with her kidney stone, you can benefit from EFT.
And like, how did yes, let's talk about the good stuff.
Okay, so first of all, there's lots of things. Okay, so to answer your question, how I got involved, after my own personal growth, you know, I started that like with talk therapy, and it was amazing in its own way, and it definitely has its place for sure. I eventually found that I got to a point where I was so self-aware, and I knew exactly what what I had to change in my life, but I still needed to calm my nervous system because, you know, I have my own saboteur within. And that's how I actually met Ray Perkle through More to Life and through his sessions. And he uses like also various modalities. I learned how to tap. And then ultimately through that, I actually found my mentor who, funnily enough, actually trained him and then got my certification through EFT because I decided, originally I started off just wanting to know for myself. And then I decided, you know what, I actually want to give this to the world as well. So
it's
that's how I started.
It's very interesting that in most of our, what's very, very interesting is that we always tend to, and it's a good thing, that we go through difficulties in life, which we get really upset about, but they really are the cauldron and the catalyst for us to change things and bring things to the world. I mean, this whole Healthy You, Wealthy You show is about Faggy and I going through our own personal and then wanting to share it with the world. So, EFT has been around for a while. As I said, I tried to get rid of my kidney stone 15 years ago. Can we maybe share a little bit more about who started it and how it's developed?
Okay, so I'm not going to go too much into that, just because the main person I would say that was Gary Craig. He's the developer, and he combined Chinese acupuncture and modern psychology to unblock the disruptions in the energy flow. He was the main person that actually brought this to the world. And yeah, because he realized it actually, like, there was, what happened was there was a gentleman that was, I think it was Roger Callahan, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, the name eludes me right now. But there was a woman that actually a terrible, terrible phobia of water to the point that she couldn't even shower or bath, like a little bit of, like she like bathed in like a little bit of water because she had this phobia. And he was just trying out, you know, these tapping points, these acupressure points. And he did a bit of tapping with her and she said to him, it's gone. And he said, what do you mean it's gone? Like, what's gone? And she said, no, the phobia is gone. So that led to finding, like, you know, a specific tapping sequence that we use nowadays with EFT and a whole bunch of things, just from this one woman who was like suddenly like didn't have this phobia of water anymore. And she actually, like, she was able to swim. She was able to shower after that. It was like a little bit of a crazy thing. I know it sounds very woo-woo as well. But as I say, kidney stone, Hilary, go to the emergency room.
You mentioned a few times about a sequence. Like, is it the same sequence every single time? How does it work?
So there are different sequences that have developed over the years. But what we do is we tap through a specific sequence because it covers most of the main acupressure points. It's mainly tapping on the face. We start off with the eyebrow point and then go onto the side of the eye and under the eye and under the nose. And so most of the points are like on the upper body and the face. And because we are tapping in that specific sequence, it's also easier. You don't have to sit and think like, okay, fine, now where should I tap now? Where should I tap now? And because you're focusing on whatever it is that you need to focus on, whether it's the trauma or the anxiety or the physical pain, you actually like are able to release that blockage from the energy flow. And the main thing is, like, people don't realize you actually need to focus on what's bothering you. We don't like these uncomfortable feelings of anger or sadness or fear, or so we'll shy away from them or we push them under. And that's when the blockages form in our energy system. So if we can actually release that, because energy is energy in motion, so it just flows through us when we let it.
So do you speak to the person about those emotions while you're doing an EFT session?
Yeah, a lot of the times, like, we speak about what's bothering them and we go through that and we are tapping through that at the same time. But there are people that, for example, like, don't like talking and don't like, you know, going too much you know, especially in the beginning, like you don't want to like go too deep for some people, and other people need to go deeper. So for those people that, for example, don't like talking too much, even just tapping and focusing on what they're feeling already like calms the nervous system.
We're talking to Hilary Kushner, and we're talking about EFT, emotional freedom technique. Am I right? I said that right. Yes. And if you have a question or you have a comment about this, you can SMS us on 34519, or you can send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019, and we will gladly try get your questions answered.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
We're talking about EFT, and that's how to actually take out your traumas from your emotions, I guess. The same concept as taking money out of an ATM. Do people eventually come to speak about their trauma, or is it something that if you're like really like, you know, closed about it, that you can just do the EFT and not face it, you know, have some like a verbal interaction with it?
So the thing is, generally speaking, when a person feels more safe and has a rapport with you, then they do feel more comfortable talking about it. While you're tapping and talking, you're scoring both ways. Generally speaking, most people do end up talking about it, or, you know, I use different modalities as well, like things like matrix reimprinting as well, which I use in combination with EFT, for example. And when you actually go into whatever the trauma is without actually re-traumatizing the person, you could actually put it up on a movie screen, for example. You can just give it a name so that you're not actually in the trauma itself. Then what happens is that your body doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. Then you can actually reimprint it with less intensity. Like, you know, the emotions don't have to be so intense anymore. You know, like when you get rid of that intensity, then people can feel calmer and move forward in their lives. Because a lot of the patterns that we have nowadays is because of past traumas. And I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be big T traumas. We're not talking about major things. It could be even just like, you know, childhood traumas of abandonment or just those feelings of abandonment or those feelings of whatever it is that you went through as a child.
And people end up doing it at home. Like once they've had a session with you, they can just continue on their own.
Absolutely. Obviously, I'd highly recommend that people work with a practitioner. I mean, I even have sessions with my mentor once a week because I have my own personal growth to go through. But when it comes to the tapping, that's the one thing I love about it, is that I can empower my clients to actually just do it for themselves. I can show them the tapping points. And at 10 o'clock at night, you can't exactly find a practitioner because you're feeling anxious or because you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. So then you can actually use those tapping points to actually calm that nervous system down and
it's
make better
so
choices.
It's actually so interesting you say that, because I had a story with my son one December holiday where he actually got swept out quite far into sea, and I didn't think that he was struggling, but he actually was. And the lifeguard had to go out and get him. Thank God he had a surfboard, so he was safe, but he was completely traumatized, and he was so emotional at night, he couldn't calm down. He was so like, he was shaking and shivering. I literally sat there just tapping and tapping. He didn't know what I was doing, but I was just trying to like calm him down. He was really so overwhelmed and so emotional, and I actually did, it felt like he was just, you know, he did calm down more.
100%. And you can even do surrogate tapping, which is like really even more woo-woo. you could actually tap on yourself for your son, for example. So you know,
when a person comes to you, like what type of person would make the decision to come to you? Is it because you're overwhelmed, or you've got certain emotions that you feel are not in check? Or like, how does one take the first step to say, maybe I should try EFT as a modality?
So I think it really depends on the person, obviously. Different, you know, you get people that are very into personal growth and into growing themselves as a person that would, you know, benefit from EFT. But there's also, there's people that are dealing with anxiety or stress or overwhelm or fear, even limiting beliefs and physical issues. And they all manifest, you know, differently in different people. So anybody that's feeling that they're not achieving as much as they want to in their lives, who would, you know, feel more empowered through EFT sessions and achieve more, could benefit from that.
What about physical ailments? Say I'm a sufferer of headaches, or I struggle to lose weight, or I'm a diabetic. I mean, I'm throwing out like just whatever it is. Say that I have a physical disease, right? There are physical physical symptoms. Can I come and say to you, I'm a headache sufferer, can you help me? Or I struggle to lose weight, can you help me?
So that's a brilliant question. And I have to say yes, yes, and yes. Because even if it doesn't help the physical side of things, which it does a lot of the times. I mean, I had a lady who was suffering from migraines for like 45 years and came to me for one session and didn't have a migraine, you know, for 2 weeks in a row, like after having them daily. There's somebody that was tapping in a group, because I also do groups as well as individuals. Like I work with groups and individuals. Mm-hmm. And especially during Corona and, you know, with this whole war, I've been doing a lot of tapping just to be able to help people to function. So there was a lady that was like, she had a pain in her shoulder at the beginning of the session. And by the end of the session, she was like, oh my gosh, the pain in my shoulder's gone. Obviously, you have to deal with the medical side of things medically. I'm not negating, like, you know, you need to go to the emergency room. You need to go to the doctor. You do what you need to do, 100%. You know, those things have to be taken care of. But a lot of physical ailments come from just emotional stuff that's holding us back, that's emotional blockages.
Well, I think we can go and say, and just to put it in perspective for our listeners, that I think the general understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, excuse me, that in the somatic world, in the functional medicine world, disease starts in the emotion, in the emotions, in the mental, in the spiritual, like you feel uncomfortable about something, and eventually it does manifest physically. I apologize for this. I don't know why this is saying what it's saying, because my computer's also having its
Hillary, are there statements that people make while there isn't there such a concept as like you actually say things while you're tapping?
Yes, exactly. You do. You always start off like with a setup statement on the side of the hand, for example. Even though I'm feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, whatever it might be, I'm open to loving and accepting myself exactly where I'm at, for example. That's just a simple example.
What happens if you don't believe that, though? So, like, there is that.
I love that.
I don't, even though I feel like this, I lovingly accept myself. I don't. I've got an issue.
Maybe that's what we have to hear. Maybe those statements are there so that like our bodies do hear that.
100%. And you can also tweak it so that it is more realistic. Let's say, for example,
I think I love myself. I'm not sure.
Let's say
I
don't
myself.
Love yourself. I love it. I love that. What can I say? Yeah, no. So the bottom line is, even if you don't love and accept yourself, you could tweak it and say, like, I'm open to the possibility of learning how to love and accept myself, or I'm open to loving and accepting myself. So there are ways to tweak it so that it is more realistic. And that's what I, you know, that's why I say to my clients, as soon as they walk in, the first thing is, there's no ego involved over here. You want to say what you want to say. If I, you know, say something that doesn't resonate for you, or that doesn't, you know, isn't true for you, feel free to change it to wording that does resonate for you, or that, you know, tell me, no, that's not true, or that's not how I feel, or, you know, because some of it is using your intuition, not some of it, all of it is using your intuition that Hashem gave you in order to be able to know what the client needs at that particular point in time. I mean, there was I have to tell you quickly, like a young child after a hijacking, and it was during Corona, and we're busy tapping through the tapping points, and this it's a little bit more difficult, obviously, with children because they can't verbalize at 100%. So we did more tapping than actually verbalizing, and the mother was obviously chirping in, you know, what she felt. And after like 20 minutes, because kids shift much faster than adults do, this little kid says, "Okay, can I go play now?" and ran off to play, and that was it. You know, that was all that this child needed, for example. So, even if you're skeptical, I've had like a couple of people, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I heard this works, but I really don't believe, like, see how like tapping on these points can actually like make changes in my life or whatever. And, it speaks for itself afterwards with the results.
And sometimes and the people that don't believe that actually have like more, like deeper benefits, and they actually see it more.
Yeah. 100%.
What I was going to ask you was, just in terms of the tapping, we are awakening through the meridians. You're awakening the dis-ease, the trauma, the anxiety, the fear, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah. What is it? It's just a modality where it's working its way out. Like you're just allowing it to come to the fore in a non I don't know what the word is, like non-hurtful way.
Exactly. It's non-invasive because you're not using medication or actual equipment to actually do anything to your body. And it's tuning into your body. Like, you're tuning into your body. I mean, if you close your eyes now and you just tune into your body, you can automatically, like, you know where the discomfort is. So you're kind of working from the body up, as opposed to where most talk therapy and things like that works from, you know, the mind head down. You're working from the body up and you're focusing on wherever the discomfort is. And then, as you say, just releasing it by acknowledging it. It's like a little kid, you know, comes to you and tugs on your skirt over there or your pants or whatever. And they're like nagging you and nudging you. And I'm like, no, what? Me already. You know, and you turn to them and they say, like, I want a hug. Oh, okay, I want a hug. Okay, you give them the hug and they run off and play. It's the same thing, like, with our emotions and with the, you know, with our bodies. We want to actually tune into that and see what is going on for us, as opposed to pushing it down or suppressing it or, you know, throwing it out the window, which automatically pops up as dis-ease within your body, which causes the sickness, the illness, the, you know, all these autoimmune diseases that are coming up nowadays, you know, that never did before, because we're suppressing all those emotions and we're not letting them flow, which is what they're supposed to be doing.
Is there any concept of energy centers as in chakras? And, like, I'm trying to understand just the differences between acupuncture, you know, when you go say to a doctor, why are you sticking a needle in this point? And then, oh God, I hate that sensation where they're like, actually, you know, like, tizz it up so that it can bring to the point. Is it the same idea, or there are differences between an acupuncturist and an EFT practitioner?
So I think that's a brilliant point. I call it acupuncture without the needles when I'm talking about EFT, because that's exactly it. You're tapping on the acupressure meridian points, which is exactly where the needles are going into, excepting you're doing it with your fingers or your hands, whichever feels more comfortable. And so you're tuning into those acupressure meridians just without the needles. So it's definitely.
How does that work though? Because, like, if I need needles in my lower back, that's not exactly where I'm tapping.
So each part of your body is connected to different acupressure points. So some people might actually go and tap on, you know, on their lower back at some point in time, or just hold there. But because we are using this particular sequence, it actually covers most points. And when you're tapping on the top of the head, that literally, like, is where all the meridians, like, join. So if you don't get it, like, you know, from tapping on your, like, because we don't tap on the lower back, then you'll get it in your tapping sequence when you're tapping on, you know, on your face and your upper body.
Without going into the whole science of this all, can you explain a little bit about the nervous system and the brain stem and all of it, all of the connection and the nervous system kind of being off balance and how this then goes and balances it?
Okay, so I'm not going to go too much into it, but the bottom line is when you actually have a trauma or something that's bothering you or an emotion like that comes up, like fear, for example, it shuts down your amygdala. As you shut down your amygdala, you're not thinking through your frontal cortex and you're not able to function because you're in fight, flight and freeze mode, as they call it. And when you're in that state, you can't make healthier choices. So for example, a person's in like fight or flight, they're automatically going to be like ready to, like, they're all energized and ready to, like, run from the bear or the lion or whatever it is. I mean, we don't have that like in like physically here, but it's the same feeling. It's the same energy. It's the same thing that's going on in your body. And when a person's frozen, like, they can't make healthier choices. So by tapping on those acupressure meridians, it actually sends that calming signal to the amygdala. It calms your nervous system. And then you're able to function. You're able to think rationally. You can make healthier choices. Oh, okay, fine. You know, I'm going on the radio station now. And I'm
tap, like, tap, tap.
Tap, 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 100%. You know, it calms you down and you're able to like, okay, fine, I can speak now. You know, I'm not frozen and I'm like, you know, stage fright, you know, so other people would have it in stage fright, for example, if they're doing a performance.
But let's take that as an example though. So there's one element of, you know, you get very anxious and very fearful. I've got to go on the radio now and I don't know what I'm going to say. I like it's an unknown. And so you get a sense of fear, whatever have you. You're going to tap. You're going to calm the system down. But isn't there a much deeper level to that, that in the first place, that fear or anxiety, whatever it is that a person would feel, say, doing such a thing, which is out of their comfort zone, is coming from a place of I'm not in control, or that I don't trust the world, or like that it's much deeper. There's one part, it's almost like saying, like, I've got a headache, take the Panado, but why have you got the headache? Like, why would you be feeling like that in the first place if you're confident what you're going to say and do? Like, why would the body go through that reaction?
So that's brilliant. That's exactly it. It's because that trigger is there. You know, it's like you can't get triggered, you know, when somebody pushes your buttons, as they say, you can't get triggered by that unless you actually have that button to push in the first place, which comes from, you know, that, as you say, those feelings of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, you know, I'm not feeling confident, you know, because this is something new.
I was embarrassed once.
Exactly. And if, you know, during a session, for example, a person was tapping, a lot of the times those memories will come up as to, you know, when they were 3 years old and that, you know, for me, for example, when I was 3 years old and I was under the bed because I was scared, I was like, you know, I'd be naughty and I was like, you know, hiding away. So those fears are there because, as you say, a person has that in their thought process. So it all comes from your thoughts, and then the thoughts create the emotions, and the emotions cause the blockages when we suppress it and we don't feel allow ourselves to feel those emotions. And from there, it's more difficult to deal with situations. And that's why you get things like phobias of flying. I mean, there was a client that I dealt with that I had a session with. She was like literally flying the next day. And it was debilitating for her to even think about the flight because she was like in this like complete panic already. She was anxious. She had flown a couple of times. Each time she was hysterical. And we did some tapping. We did a session of tapping. And she slept through the flight. Why is that? Because we went into a memory of her flying for the first time and there was terrible turbulence and she felt totally out of control. And she didn't know, you know, how to actually deal with that or process that. So her body held on to that memory. And then it causes that blockage within the energy flow. And that causes the disease, as I said.
Very, very interesting. We are speaking to Hilary Kushner. We are talking about EFT. If you have any questions, you can SMS on 34519 or send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kazilski and Faggy Stern.
We are talking about EFT, and Hilary, I'm going to ask you a pretty, it's not a controversial question. For me, it's not a question, but I know that I have been questioned about it, and I'm sure you being a from Jewish woman, an observant Orthodox woman, that you've also been asked this question. There is this tendency sometimes for people to push back on stuff like EFT, like body talk, or these somatic healings, because there's a sense that we're talking out of the realm of what is allowed from a Jewish perspective. Can we talk just a little bit about that to put people at ease? Because I think that, you know, people start thinking, well, now, you know, we're moving on to like, you know, real voodoo and all stuff, which we know is prohibited according to Torah law.
So that's a brilliant question, because at the end of the day, like, as you say, as an observant woman, I want to do things above board and I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. And so the first thing I asked when I was like looking into or starting with EFT is this like allowed halachically? Is this not allowed halachically? What is the story with it? So it starts off with basically a very simple concept. And that is we're tapping into the energy flow. and energy meridians and things like that, which is exactly how we connect to Hashem, how we connect to one another, how we connect to people. And all we're doing is kind of just tapping into that energy, focusing on whatever it is that's bothering us and releasing that. So halakhically, there's no voodoo. We're not tapping into other, you know, other forms of, you know, other, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we're not going into other realms and other.
We're not calling spirits. We're not.
Yes, exactly.
You know, moving the other worlds. We're actually just connecting to ourselves.
Exactly. We're connecting to ourselves. We're connecting to our energy. We're connecting to that, you know, to Hashem a lot of the time, because all of it is like, if we really tune into ourselves, you know, that they can call it the highest, you can call it the higher self, you can call it the divine, but at the end of the day, like it's all coming from Hashem, and we're not doing anything that's contrary to Jewish law that would actually put us in a position where we actually like dealing with things that, like, you know, like, I don't know, avoiders or like idol worship or anything, yeah, like that kind of thing.
I feel like it's almost on the contrary, because something that like we all have to do in this world is heal ourselves and find our traumas and make ourselves better humans, you know, and manage our own emotions and thoughts and deal with life better. So, I mean, it's just so beneficial.
Yeah. I have like another spin on that, and that I'm certainly on your side of the Jordan River, Hilary, and I do, you know, I don't from my understanding, and you know, my questioning of, you know, rabbis and all of that this is about self-healing. This isn't about, you know, bringing things to the fore that are not. We're not like, you know, waking up the dead or having seances or doing all of those things which we know are prohibited. Is that in biblical times, you know, people would go to the priest, would go to the Kohen for healing, right? Because it was understood, it was just an understood idea that if there is physical manifestation in the body or even emotional disturbance, it came from the soul. And you never went to the doctor, and I'm not knocking all our lovely, beautiful, we love you all doctors today, but you didn't go to the doctor to go get a panada. If you had a headache, you actually went to ask why. You know, when you spoke Lashon Hara, that's when you got the, and that's evil gossip, that's when you got, you know, the tzaraat, you got the leprosy. It wasn't the other way around. Like, and people knew that they had to go heal themselves inside in order that the physical manifestations of what they were, you know, showing went away. And I think we've come full circle in the world in terms of that. That was the consciousness of the world in the time when there was a temple, when people were far more connected to their spirituality. We kind of lost that, right? We got very involved in our physical world, very involved in the comings and goings. And I think this generation is what, as Rabbi Shaystarp calls it, cycle breakers. Like, we're actually going back to the beginning.
100%. But also, when you don't get to that root cause and you don't actually heal that root cause, that same fear and that same emotion is going to constantly come up.
Exactly. And I think if anything, it actually connects us to like Hashem more, because we're actually tuning into, you know, into who we are and what Hashem wants from us, which is to heal and to be happy and to, you know, do amazing things in this world and to, you know, to do our tafkid, to do our job in this world, because that's exactly what we're meant to do. And when we, you know, when we're tapping into that, excuse the pun, then it actually like, it's exactly what Hashem wants us to do.
So I think that's really why, like, the just if you think about it, the whole field of somatic healing has become such it's now talked about and it's coming to the fore, because I think that we are reverting back to who we should be.
Exactly.
That we are synthesized people. Can we just divert back a little bit back to children? Okay, and the ability, even though you said it does sound a little bit hoo-hoo, I don't shine away from it, but how does it work with children and the children's inability to express themselves, and how can mom sit there and heal the child? How does that work from a meridian perspective?
So there's two things. First of all, a lot of the things that we are actually working on, you know, as you know, on our own personal growth, or whether it's my client or myself or anybody else, is generational stuff, because we are bringing down all the traumas from generation to generation to generation. And that according to how we were parented, we parent our children. And unless we actually make changes in that, it doesn't change. So generally speaking, the truth is that we actually have to work on ourselves first. When we work on ourselves first, it automatically filters down to our children. So that's one level. The other level is actually working with children, because a lot of the children, you know, as I say, pick up on our things. We live by example, not by what we tell them. So that example might be, let's say, for example, a very stressed out, overwhelmed mother, and that, you know, goes on to their children, you know, she passes down to her children. So when you're working with children, it's a little bit different, because they can't necessarily express all the, you know, verbally what they're feeling. So there's two ways of doing it. Either, for example, I've got a teddy bear with, you know, dots on it for the different tapping points, and you can do that. And there's a book on tapping, and, you know, you can read that and tap with the children themselves. Or you can actually tap what I call surrogate tapping, and the mother can actually tap on the child and verbalize certain things. Or there's a third way of doing it, where you can actually tap on yourself. And when you're tapping on yourself, you have in mind the child, and that, you know, that also helps. So it sounds very woo, as we said, but the bottom line is, because we all connected through energy, it automatically, like, you know, that's why I can work online. You know, I can tap on you through the screen, and it sounds really crazy, but the bottom line is, that's how we connected through energy, and that's how Hashem made the world. So
again, yeah. I've got to emphasize over there, it does sound woohoo, like to you know, a person who perceives the world, you know, boxed in the physical reality, what you see is what you get. But in truth, you know, even in Judaism, again, it says that we're all one body, and that we're responsible for each other, and that's why we'll feel the pain of a Jew in, you know, in another corner of the world. Then certainly, exactly, this, you know, can and is able to slot into that. So that really is, I think an important discussion to be had, because I think that's one of the biggest impediments to people healing themselves, is that they just look at the world as black and white, when it's not really that.
Yeah, no, 100%. And it's and I think when we open our minds and our eyes up to another sense of reality, that is not just what you see, you know, that there are emotions within us, or there are discomforts within our own body. You know, I'll ask somebody to, like, tune into the body, close their eyes, tune into their body, and where are they feeling the discomfort, and what is the color, what is the shape, for example. And people think, like, oh my gosh, like there's no color and there's no shape. But it's amazing. I've never had anybody turn around and say to me, no, there's no color. Like, I don't see a color. Like, you know, there's always some sort of color that comes up. Maybe the shape is just a mush, but it, like, that's still a shape. So yeah, it is dealing, like, yeah, we are going into different realms of,
it is, it's about just stepping out of your comfort zone and maybe just seeing a different perspective. We're speaking with Hilary Kushner. We're speaking about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kazilski and Feige Stern.
See, when we're having fun and we don't have to be stressed, like, time flies.
That's for sure.
We're almost at the end of our show. If somebody would like to be in contact with you, or would like to know more about EFT, how can they do that?
So the easiest way is to actually go onto my website. There's actually a calendar link that people can actually book a 20-minute discovery session with me, you know, with pleasure. It's actually energizedliving.com, spelled energizedliving. It's actually because it all starts inside, like, just a play on words. And either that, or they can contact me on my cell phone, 079-49-8872. That's 079-49-8872. And a lot of EFT is just experiencing it, because it's all experiential. You know, I can talk about it till the cows come home, but at the end of the day, like, unless you actually experience what it feels like, you know.
Now, Adel, you talk about children, and I feel like the schools need to start with the children, just like calming down the nervous system. Crazy morning, Adel. Crazy morning with the grandchildren. Calm your nervous system down. Do all the tapping and start your day. I feel like it needs to be done daily.
No, it does need to be. I think more than that, it's that you have to be cognizant of it. So, like, before, would I get tizzy? So, like, I did have a tizzy morning, right? Before, what would happen is then I would just carry on my day and just store up all that tizzy. In fact, before the show, I actually said, whoa, like I pushed my adrenals and cortisone levels like sky high. I mean, it was just a rush and a come and a go and a this and a that. And, you know, I just had to deal things. And I actually started breathing. And I took 5 minutes and I said, eat something and just relax, because, you know, then you can like kind of like dissipate it, shake it out and move it on. Even though, yes, there are things that we have to recognize are there much more and are far more triggering than just having a tizzy morning. But it's been a fascinating conversation. And
absolutely.
I think
thank you so much.
What we need to leave our listeners with is that life today, life always has been, but today it's becoming more obvious that life is complex, that there are many interplays that are happening in our health, and that we shouldn't shy away from looking at different modalities in conjunction with, like you have a kidney stone, please go to the emergency room. But there is much more around it that really can help us from a very good way. In terms of, like, there's no side effects to EFT, right? It just helps you and you feel good afterwards.
Step you even sleep better.
And you can, that's why I'm not tapping now, I fall asleep. No, I'm joking. So we really, really encourage everyone who has listened to this to, like, step out and, you know, try these modalities. Thank you, Hillary, for your time, your expertise. It was wonderful having a conversation as always, Fags. You're my fave. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Adel.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. This is 101.9 High FM.